Good evening, it's another audio diary from this Diabetes UK coast-to-coast trek featuring me, JJS.
And JDMS.
And I'm still here, which, for those listening to last night's audio boo, would be a big question mark over whether or not I'd still be doing it. I'm limping along, and we have 3 days left, but JDMS, quite a good day today.
It was a good day, it didn't rain, and there's some really nice views from the Cleveland Hills, which I've never been to before, and some superb scenery, and the walking was challenging, but not more than challenging.
Two interesting milestones today. One, that we passed the 150-mile barrier, which was quite significant, and indeed we tweeted at the time that we'd done that, only to realise that the tweet was a lie, and we had to do another few miles before we did the 150. And the other one being that we entered the North York Moors today, which we hadn't done yet, and so it's our third and final national park.
Yes, and we've been promised by AW, we've gone up, that tomorrow morning first thing is the second last incline of the holiday.
So any incline, any more than one incline after tomorrow morning, and I'll be writing to somebody, I don't know who, but somebody. Your highlight, JDMS?
My highlight? Well, actually, it was a big day because of what you said last night about your own physical condition and your feet. And I thought it was a really nice touch that as soon as we set off, straight away we met the six people who've been plodding along with us, or in close vicinity with us, practically all the way through. And there they were. And I thought that was a really nice way to start the day, to say hello to them. And it got us on our way.
Yeah, that's true. It's bizarre, really, because, you know, you take the same... It's obviously the same path, but people stop at different points and stay in different places. And so I agree, it was actually a pleasant surprise to see these people this morning, and I hope we see them again before we finish in only 3 days' time. My highlight, I think, was the fact that it didn't rain until we finished.
Yes.
And then it bucketed it down.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm still doing it, and I feel very, very pleased that I am still doing it. I just have to take each day as it comes, I think.
That's right.
So where do we go tomorrow, JDMS?
Well, tomorrow we go to the Lion Hotel, which is something like the fourth highest pub in England. And he's evidently very famous in these parts. And that's where we're staying tomorrow night. And it's 9 miles from here, so that doesn't sound too bad. JJS.
So we'll update you tomorrow as to how we've both fare, and if we both get there, and then if we get there tomorrow, just 2 days left. That doesn't mean, though, that you should stop donating. You can carry on donating. Please do so, and visit the website, which is...
Well, the website is www.diabetes.org.uk, and one thing that I've learnt on this holiday is that the charity's done great work raising awareness about diabetes. But goodness me, there's a huge amount still to be done. We had a really nice chat, didn't we, last night to three Australian
yeah.
ladies where we were staying. And they really didn't know anything about diabetes at all. Highly educated ladies. Other than them, they knew it was a problem in Australia and a growing problem, but they didn't really know anything about it. So a huge more to be done, and hopefully, you know, in this trip we've done a little bit in terms of getting the name Diabetes and Diabetes UK out there, and that's even if he's at the top of hills.
Good bit of tub thumping there from JDMS, and we'll do another one of these tomorrow evening. Speak to you then.
Bye bye.